This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has conducted a crucial test at a satellite launch facility to bolster its reliable strategic nuclear deterrent. The test comes just weeks ahead of the country's self-imposed end-of-year deadline for the U.S. to provide more concessions in nuclear negotiations. In New Zealand, police divers are searching for two victims of a volcano eruption that left at least 16 dead and dozens severely burned. New Zealand Deputy Police Commissioner Mike Clement says the search will continue.
So we know that time is of the essence, but the reality is for the time being we've recovered the six obvious bodies, but we've got more work to do. We've got two more and we're actually determined to get them back.
Police believe one of the missing bodies was sighted in the water close to the island by rescue teams on Tuesday. A court in Sudan convicted former President Omar al-Bashir of money laundering and corruption on Saturday, sentencing him to 2 years in a rehabilitation facility. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
This is the first verdict in a series of legal proceedings against al-Bashir, who was also wanted by the International Criminal Court on charges of war crimes and genocide linked to the Darfur conflict in the 2000s. The verdict came a year after Sudanese protesters first began their revolt against al-Bashir's authoritarian rule. During his 3 decades in power, Sudan landed on the U.S. list for sponsoring terrorism, and the country's economy has been battered by years of mismanagement and American sanctions. Al-Bashir has been in custody since April, when Sudan's military stepped in and removed him from power after months of nationwide protest. The uprisings eventually forced the military into a power-sharing agreement with civilians. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
The House Judiciary Committee. We'll get to that story in just a moment. Right now, you're listening to VOA News.